Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, I just barely slid into my chair because we're out there reading articles, stapling them, getting them ready. If you're watching on prisonplanet.tv, I know about 99% of you are listening, you'd be able to see that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 stacks of news here, and all of it is incredibly important. And that's why I canceled guests today. We don't have any guests today so that I can cover this news and take your calls. I said I don't have any guests today except for one that's going to be coming on with us. And that's because I had dinner with this gentleman last night. I've known him for a while. And he trains with military police, I'll just leave it at that. And he was willing to come in and say his name and go on the record. But because he's such a good source of information, I told him, no, we're going to give you the standard nom de plume of David. And so David's going to be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. And the info he gave me, I've already confirmed separately, but why this is important is it shows that the military and even the contractors don't like what's happening. You know, Joel Skousen's talked about his sources, that they plan to use contractors and foreign troops to suppress insurrection if the American people are ever forced to try to take their country back from the globalist. We are going to be called the insurrectionists, those that are counter-revolutionaries against the globalist takeover. And we know that they've started shifting behind the scenes 5 years ago, but now publicly from Al-Qaeda to now Homeland Security is for people that can skin a buck and run a trot line. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans. And they've actually increased troops, but they're just contractors in Afghanistan. They've increased troops, but they're contractors in Iraq. That's the new model. The military's not paid enough to even buy dog food for dinner. These guys are lavished, but only during the enticement phase. Just like a crack dealer will give you free crack the first 5 or 6 times. Or a heroin dealer will give you free heroin the first few times. Or a meth dealer will give you free meth the first few times. They're paying them $180,000, $200,000 a year. But now that pay's starting to drop because they've now cut down the military to nothing. They've incentivized and they've set the precedent to go to a merc military. And by the time they're done, they'll be getting paid $50,000, $60,000 to be combat mercs. And they're now reaching out trying to get former veterans who were unemployed. That's why the word has gone out with big corporations not to hire veterans, so that you can force them into the national security state. And they're even going after 55, 60-year-old veterans. They're going after Vietnam veterans, Desert Storm 1 veterans, you name it, to be part of the new civilian security force here in America. And when them and some of the guys are signing on, and I've got this from other sources, not just from David, and we've got news articles where we get large snapshots of it, and we can put the info together, connect the dots. They get to the training bases, and they find out, wow, this is for the takeover of America, and they're leaving in droves. So they're refusing. The problem is, instead, now the feds are just going and actually expanding auxiliary federal agents and sending them in to be trained. And it's a big deal here in Texas where International Training Inc. or Armor is based, one of the biggest defense contractors, merc groups in the world. And they've got a full bore mutiny going because they're pretty much converting from fighting, quote, Haji Muslims, as they call them, to fighting John Deere good old boys. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be an absolutely, totally, and completely jam-packed, incredibly important edition of InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You are dialed in to the number one broadcast media system in the world resisting the globalist and the New World Order. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, InfoWarsShop.com is the online video bookstore where you can find tools to awaken others in your area. Wow, where do I start? This is from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and we're going to get a report out on this in the next hour at InfoWars.com. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids. DEA and U.S. Marshals already do it. And they're the ones taking over police departments in Texas, in California, in Michigan, in Florida, and many other states. I covered some of this last week. They come into the school, and they just say, give us your swab. And we're talking about elementary students to get their cheek tissue. It's one of the easiest places to get tissue. You can just scrape it right off. And they then put it in a database. Now, my point here is this just shows the total lawlessness. Because when parents complain and say, what about parental consent? They say, oh, we got consent from your 7-year-old. Or we got consent from your 11-year-old to have an abortion or to take vaccines. Under common law, international law, ancient law, every culture's law, you cannot get a child. Most cultures are about 17 to 18. Jewish culture, it's 13. You have to be an adult to give consent. Maybe like saying, Jeffrey Dahmer, well, I got your 14-year-old to willingly come into my house, and they told me it was okay for me to tie him down and kill him. Oh, really? Does that make it okay? I mean, this is just so illegal. And they do it everywhere now. Abortions of even 10-year-olds. You want an abortion? Don't tell mommy. It happens by the thousands every year in Austin to 12, 13, 14-year-olds. And they make people that live in Austin, where I live in Texas, pay for it. Only county in Texas where you pay to have little kids kill their babies. And again, this is just one article out of more than 150 I've got here, and they're all just as insane. And they have a copy of the Napolitano letter where they've been doing this really for years. The point is, why do you think all these local departments do this? They have the TSA come into departments now in places like New Mexico and Santa Fe. Remember last year? Headline, TSA to screen high school prom. And because people were saying, look, when we go to school events now, they're grabbing our genitals. Parents don't like it. And the state police said, yeah, that's illegal. You can't do that. And the feds came in and a federal judge came in and said, the TSA will train your people and now they can. Wave a wand, no 10th Amendment states' rights. Wave a wand, no 9th Amendment states' rights or individual rights. Wave a wand, no 4th Amendment. Wave a wand, no parental consent. Wave a wand, no nothing. America's gone because they say so. Oh, there is no end to this. That is one article. I have a whistleblower who's ready to come on air with his full name, but I'm not going to let him do that because I've been friends with him for a while. We had dinner last night with some of the crew, and we were just talking. And he's like, oh, you're absolutely right. They're training to take on the American people. Started naming all the names and this general he met with and all that. And how, you know, the biggest contractor group just tried to hire him and all this stuff. And yeah, most of the people he knows, the veterans and military and police, they're trying to hire, actually go out there and find out. It's not about fighting the Muslims anymore. And this guy gets that it's staged, but still, you know, had a lot of buddies that have been killed in the wars over there. So he still doesn't particularly... You know, he still, like, wants to go over there and fight him. The point is, it becomes personal. He understands it's staged, but then he also still basically hates the radical Muslims, but he understands, he's coming on in about 20 minutes, that now the training is, before it was 90% kill Hajis, as they call them, Muslims, and 10% domestic. Now it's 90% gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, they're the enemies, role-playing drills to take on the American people. Mass arrest, civil unrest, door-to-door, stuff you saw in New Orleans, gun confiscation drill, that was all about a test. And now it's full on the main shift. They're telling International Training Inc. or Armored that you want contracts, Bubba? You're not going to be getting them in Afghanistan. It's going to be here in America. So whistleblowing from his sources, and I won't let him say too much or it'll give away who he is, here on the show in 20 minutes. Breaking. Just like the re-education camp news. See, the bad guys took the country over. Federal government's gone. Federal government's gone. It is purely a criminal enterprise, and they can steal tens of trillions a year. They can gut everything. They can pay to ship General Motors with your tax money to build the factories in China and Brazil and Eastern Europe and Mexico. They can engage in every form of treason. They got the purse strings and policy, but they still can't get all your guns. They still can't get all your private property. They still can't shut down all those family farms. They're trying. They're setting up the systems to do it. They're setting up the tattletale groups. Every dentist my dad knows. When he got approached last year to spy on his patients and to be a change agent in the community, he thought, well, maybe they've come to me, this patient he'd had for a decade, to who he says is a pretty goofy person, because a lot of people are just idiots. He thought it might be a setup, so he kind of got into it a little bit to see what they would do, and then he started talking to their dentist, and they're all, oh, yeah, we're all getting those visits at home and stuff. We thought we were the only ones. They always tell you, you're the only one. It's like a guy to a girl. You're the only one, baby. I really love you. Every town they do urban warfare drills in, you're the first to have this in Arcadia, Iowa. It said in the newspaper, a gun confiscation drill. And the colonel comes on and goes, well, it is a gun confiscation drill, but you're still, you know, anti-military. Oh, really? Anti-military? Because I don't want to have the military be used for evil? Oh, by the way, that's another issue here. We started covering this early last week. People couldn't believe it. I mean, we had the state police pulling up, taking people, admitting they take people to give them drugs, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, mass drugging them to make Occupy Wall Street look criminal and to get informants. And we got the training manuals for it, and then the state police said it didn't exist and we were liars. Here's Reuters today, Minnesota police accused of giving out pot to watch behavior. Then they go on to say, well, it's a program in 48 states, and they do it, but it's still a conspiracy theory. So, I mean, it's like this double thing. Yeah, we're doing it, but it didn't happen. Yeah, the troops grow the opium, but still, let's not discuss that. Heroin's bad, and we're going to put you in jail if we catch you with it. You understand? Yeah, but you admit you grow it. Because the troops are going public, you had to just... They're like, never mind, never mind. But here it is. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids. DEA and U.S. Marshals already do it. And then it goes on to admit they're doing this. And folks, they're already doing this all over the country. So again, it's DHS already collecting DNA illegally. And they go to your kids. Every public school in the country I've looked at has a law enforcement training semester course in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. It varies school to school. Look it up. You'll be shocked. It's like, oh, they'll learn. They might want to become a police officer. No. I've shown you the training manuals. It's in my film, The Takeover. In that case, it's out of, what is it, Tennessee and Virginia, where it says they'll have access to them in the lunchroom, on the playground. Parents sent us the training stuff because they put their kids in it and couldn't believe it. It's what's in your parents' medicine cabinet. Is your neighbor growing plants that look like this, marijuana? Are your parents spanking you? You literally put your child in a class under, in many cases, an ATF grant, where they also deputize a local sheriff's deputy to be ATF. and they go in and turn your family against you. I mean, that's why police are waking up. They go into these seminars with FEMA and they start getting up there going, George Washington is bad. Thomas Jefferson is bad. It's like right out of Red Dawn where they've got him in the re-education camp at the sports stadium and you hear George Washington is a pig and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what they teach him. I mean, this is not our government. It's not our government. It's got an American flag on it. It tells you it's protecting you all day. The banks know that they've created $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. They believe they're going to be able to bankrupt it, have us take on their debt, and tell us it's our fault and run our lives and arrest whoever they want. It's all getting ready to fully unravel and implode. The euro is going to go down, and when it goes down, folks, get ready because the dominoes, just got chills, start heading towards us. And they think, the military-industrial complex run by foreign banks, thinks it's going to use the crisis it's created to pose as the savior and reorganize this country. And they're going to shut down talk radio. They're going to shut down freedom on the web. It's already starting. And they're going to try to come set people up. You need to understand this. And if you go along with it, and if you believe anything that comes out of this so-called government, you are insane. And if you throw in your lot with these people, it's over. If you think, oh, I'll just go along with it, I'll be all right. It's over. And they are fully converting right now the majority of contracts for domestic operations with mercenaries against the American people. Just as the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 07 says, that they're in the preparatory phase. The preparatory phase to take over the governorships, the legislatures. It talks about insurrection by legislatures against the federal government. The federal government's gone. Obama says he takes orders from the UN. The country is gone.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free. All right, we are back live. Let me just continue here with the news before I get into the latest on Bilderberg, what our moles have discovered. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's ABC News. Former FBI bomb investigator arrested on charges of child pornography. Oh, they claim that he'd looked at some images, and guess who he is? He's the head of their bomb forensics department until he retired to work as a private contractor. He was the head guy over Oklahoma City in that cover-up and 9/11. And see how they reward you. The FBI is busting them and says, we don't allow anybody, even our people, to do this. Really, you don't? Show them the headline, please. Every few weeks, I read about different federal agencies where thousands of their employees download it and trade it and share it. Yeah, that's the article about the 25-year veteran of the FBI. It's the Guardian article you have up right there about the Pentagon. In fact, I'll just show you the article right here. Pentagon workers found to have downloaded child pornography. Dozens of staff and contractors with high-level security clearances put on risk of blackmail by their sex crimes. That's 2010, and actually the article that Watson's going to have out shows the Washington Post saying 4,000 of them in just one sweep had been trading and had it on their computers. Do you really believe all of them were doing that? I bet you none of them were. This is how they blackmail people that have been involved in corruption in the trillions that have been stolen in the last decade out of the Pentagon. Trillions are missing. You can type that in. 2.1 trillion missing. That was in the Associated Press September 10th, 2001, the day before, and Rumsfeld had to admit it from a congressional investigation. 2 trillion plus missing under Bill Clinton. And the thing they use that destroys anybody, because it puts such a cloud over them, is this child porn situation. And so we're going to be going over all of that. Will you guys please print me, because I thought I had it in my stack. Will you please print me? Just type in Pentagon child porn computers, and you'll get Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters. I'd like to add that to my stack, please. Of course, don't forget that we have the federal government taking everyone's blood at birth in the last 40 years. It's been going on since 1972. It's a worldwide program everywhere the globalists control. It's only a handful of countries they don't control, because they will economically destroy you or foment revolutions inside of you or civil wars. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids. DEA and U.S. Marshals already do, outside the system without warrants. And again, it's already going on. This is the garbage that we're dealing with as a society. And after our guest joins us, the whistleblower on mercenary contractors revolting against the idea of fighting wars with the American people. That is coming up after this quick break and the next long segment coming up. And then Bilderberg scheme to save the euro. Evidence TSA is a mindless machine. Henry Kissinger gets pat down. That's a Kurt Nemo article. I think it may have been staged. They did that with Rumsfeld and people to see everybody gets corrupt, including the Hollywood stars. Laura Ingraham describes heartbreaking TSA pat down of double amputee veteran. Well, they're the big enemy. You bet. When they find out their legs got blown off for heroin. Pentagon researching narrative networks as a way to hijack the brain with false stories and brainwash the American people. They admit that. Pentagon working against you. Of course, it's a foreign system. It's going to soon to be pure mercenary mixed with foreign troops. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Here is the Washington Post from July 24, 2010. Pentagon claims via the Customs Enforcement that 5,000 people in the Pentagon and connected to the Pentagon were downloading child porn. I don't believe that for a single solitary second. And here's the latest report. FBI. Former FBI bomb investigator. He was the head of their forensics bomb system. He did the cover-up of Oklahoma City and 9/11. We're going to get to that coming up in the next hour. I mean, this guy is a who's who. Now working as a private contractor with his own company, and they claim he was exchanging child porn. Ladies and gentlemen, even if he was, DynCorp Halliburton have been caught running actual kidnapped children, source Chicago Tribune, Associated Press. Don't believe me? I have congressional hearings, video clips. I have Watson doing an article right now. In fact, guys, check. He said it should be ready about now at Infowars.com. If not, it'll be ready in a few minutes. I'm going to cover it next hour. He's got a big article going, really? You've got actual contractors in the UN in snuff films of little kids, and they have diplomatic immunity and don't get in trouble. You have government involved in this at every level, CPS involved, and then the head guy who was there covering up the Oklahoma City bombs inside the building, You've had all the witnesses, the local police on all of them, and the guy that was involved in the cover-up of what really happened with the towers. The head guy they put in there over and over again to whitewash, he gets caught with child porn. And he, by the way, he's pleading not guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, they can break into your email and send emails back and forth and say you did it. You know, that's why I don't have email. Everybody asks, oh, what's your email? I don't have it. Don't even know how to use it. I hate it. I use text messages and things. It doesn't matter. We use IMs. We've had people breaking into our Yahoo IM and spoofing it. We're going to go to our guests in a moment. Rob Jacobson has people posing as Burmese, asking him if he wants to buy drugs, saying they're coming to town and that Burmese is coming to town and that he wants to buy drugs as we usually do. And then he calls Burmese up and it's not Burmese. I mean, he knew immediately. We don't buy drugs. This is, we have the feds in our Yahoo Instant Messenger because they know we're using that to send news links to each other. You know, my IT guy's like, well, I got five of them. He's like, that's not secure. I'm like, secure? I'm sending them Washington Post and Associated Press links. So we can just, you know, I can send it to everybody on the list. Hey, look at this article. Boom. Message everybody. But in a way, I guess there is nothing secure. I mean, next week, are they going to go in there and, you know, say that we're selling heroin or something? And then, oh, Alex Jones got busted. Yeah, it's hard to believe, dealing heroin. If anything like that ever happens, if they say we're downloading pirated software, not happening. We buy all our software. I hear those tattletale commercials saying tattle on your employer. I've even had employees go, oh, I brought in my own software and put it on my computer. I thought that'd save you money. I go, no, buy it. Oh, but I don't, my computer's even broken. I'm allowed to put, no, we're going to buy the software. We pay extra taxes to the private Federal Reserve. I know it's all a fraud. We pay, I tell the CPA extra because when they set us up, it's, I'm going to 100% know it's a pure setup. You understand that? And I don't say when, I say if. They've already tried so many times and we're getting more and more effective. But I'm on God's side. I love God. I'm standing up for the innocents. I believe in the truth and justice, and I stand against these people because the message has gone out. Even if they destroy my name, whatever the case is, shut me up, kill me, I win because I stood up for humanity just like my ancestors did. And I'm not a slave and a coward and a sellout like them. And that's what matters, is what I do while I'm alive, that I know I'm good and God knows I'm good in my heart. I'm not perfect. I'm a worldly person. I'm aggressive, I'm mean, all those things, but I care about the innocents. So again, we're going to be getting into this whole report, how they're setting people up, and that is, and there's another FBI agent missing right now. This is so dangerous. This story, coming up later, is on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets, an Infowars.com story. And they've announced that, yes, all over England they have them. Now they're coming here. You pay for it. Where every street light has a hidden microphone that listens to you at hundreds of yards. It's called a shotgun mic. And they're going to hack in and track your cell phone traffic. That's available in the package. And they're going to shout orders at you so the bureaucrats can sit up in their little nest and boss you around and tell you not to do this and tell you not to do that, just to get the general public acclimatized to living in a Soviet society. Unbelievable. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets and telestreets, the same ones that also listen to you covertly. They also have announced they're putting in fake little limbs and things on trees with unlimited money, not just the drones, with microphones and cameras watching you in the park. And again, every time there's a crime, it can't solve anything or they never even tell you about it. It's about letting you know foreign banks run America and we're surveilling you and there's nothing you can do. Resistance is futile. Well, that's a fraud. Now, this next news is really big. It's not news that the big defense contractors have been training for a long time and the big mercenary firms to take on the American people. It's not news that the guns were confiscated in Katrina in the high and dry safe areas and aid was not rendered. All the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed in the city. Remember that quote by the police chief? While the other police were busy robbing Walmart and local banks. That's what you can expect during any type of collapse, with the EU starting to go down by design. The next will be the United States, all by design. The very banks that have engineered all this will pose as the saviors. Important to understand that. We know about the John Moore Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. The CIA director said, yeah, we're watching you domestically, no more warrants. All the major appliances you pay for now have spy tech, microphones, cameras built into them, from clock radios to computers to cell phones. It's just all in your face. TSA now at highway checkpoints from Dallas to Los Angeles, from Chicago to Boston. 203,000 people searched without warrants on the streets of New York the first 3 months of this year. Source of that, New York Times yesterday. It's on. Full acclamation. Checkpoints on highways, Marines, Army checkpoints, private contractor checkpoints. Private contractors now calling themselves District 23 in Tennessee. We got a call about that. I confirmed it through my sources in the state police up there. They're just told, these are contractors. They can do what they want, or you'll be fired if you don't go along with this. It's all totally illegal. I just read to you DHS documents where they announced they're taking your children's DNA at school and telling them not to tell you without warrants. It's on. You read the headline, it's DHS considers it and then goes on to admit they are. Since 2010, it shows the documents. And I read you articles last week where in Texas and California, they're taking DNA from elementary students without telling parents. They take your blood at birth. I told you that 15 years ago, declassified 3 years ago, put in a global database. It's on. It's real. It's here. But the reason my guest info is so important is that I'm not going to tell you what he does, but obviously he works in and around contractors and works in the training and works with the military and police. I'll just leave it at that. And as a firearms expert, let's just say an armorer is the best way to describe him. And most of his buddies are being sent as contractors to Afghanistan. He's been offered a lot of money. He's refusing to do it because of family. The point is that he confirmed what my other sources are telling me. We know they're training the contractors to take on the American people. That's admitted. But there's a total flip now where before it was 90% trained to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they pulled most of the troops out or pulling them out, but are putting contractors in. Those wars are on. That conversion to mercenaries is happening. But it's one thing to get mercenaries to fight the foreign armies and foreign insurgents. Another thing to get them out at these training facilities and say, okay, now it's not 90% Hajis, as they call them. It's 90% gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, land rights groups, and they have role players. We're Americans. Don't put us in the camp. You're not taking my guns. The same stuff you've seen me film at drills. That's not the big news. It's that they're flipping it to not just beta testing and creating small cadres to train larger groups. They're going fully operational. They admit even mechanics in the Army and Air Force are being trained in riot control. My cousin's told me that. He's an officer in the Army, 23 years in. There's a total conversion. That's admitted. But the issue is they're accelerating the conversion and there's a mutiny because they tried to go out and I mean, they're going to veterans who are 50 years old, 55. They're going to out there and trying to get them in as a secret InfraGuard domestic army. And when the guys are told, oh, yeah, you're going to be fighting terrorists, but they get to the base and it's all right. Your enemy looks like this. And they basically, literally on video, demonize founding fathers. I have footage of that in that they show police in Missouri in my film Martial Law. Just type into YouTube, FEMA says founding fathers are bad, and you'll see FEMA teaching police this. Well, basically, it's that, but they say, get ready to go operational. And I've got this from multiple sources, but David, and that's not his real name, he has a lot of courage. He wanted to come in here on air and talk about this today. We were having dinner last night after some work we were doing, and I said, no, you're not coming on air. We're going to protect you as a source. And you're going to get us more information. And I can open the phones up, too, after he's on. In fact, we'll do that. And you'll watch as police and military and contractors call in and confirm it all on air. But plus, we have all the documents. It's just it's a piece here, a piece there. You know, the re-education camp document for American citizens who won't accept communism. And again, it's big banks communizing us to steal our wealth, transferring it offshore. It's the mega rich funding that. All right, I'm going to shut up. David, I wanted to preface it. We're going to have you to the end of the hour. Tell us what these groups of people that they've tried to take and train, what's happening, because the news of the mutiny against this is big news that even contractors are saying no. Tell us what's happening, David.
Well, basically, we have training camps all throughout the United States for a lot of these military contractors. These military contractors are former soldiers that have switched over to the private sector for the benefit of more money. Unfortunately, with the way the economy is going and a lot less contractors being focused in the Afghanistan region, that's left them out of work, so to speak. So they are offering their services to really the highest bidder. We've been volunteering down on a certain location in South Texas with a company called International Training Incorporated. It's really been focusing on insurgencies and things like that throughout the Middle East. So we've been volunteering as insurgents. And in that way, it gives these contractors the ability to sort of get used to the environment of being ambushed on roadside bombs, driving through small villages and being attacked, things like that. But now what they're doing is changing the focus over to civilians, American civilians. They are looking for what they call domestic terrorists and mass civil unrest. I've heard terminology used and compared towards what's going on in Greece right now. And a lot of us volunteers had done this pretty much just to stay in the game. But it's one thing when we're helping units go overseas and maybe save lives or save American lives. But it's another when they start coming over here to train to oppress American people and label them so loosely as the domestic terrorists or civil unrest. It could be defined as anything nowadays.
Now, David, breaking this down for people, the good news is, but there's also some bad news. What percentage of people like yourself that have worked with the contractors playing the part of insurgents, playing the part of highly trained insurgents, what percentage are now refusing to be part of the let's go after people wearing John Deere caps, the new mission?
I would say 80 or 90%. A lot of us just turned our back on the whole subject. There's been various government agencies coming in to fill the slots.
That's the bad news. Explain what's happening there.
Well, you know, this company only accepts military, former military, active military as volunteers or recruits. So they're starting to tie in with government agencies from the FBI, to DHS, to ATF. And basically, the three of them are starting to send in these volunteers to replace us. And once we heard that, the number of that 80 to 90% is what materialized. It was, I would say, about 20 or 30%. But once we started seeing government agencies coming in to fill those gaps, you know, we started smelling something that we didn't like.
And this is a massive gear up. Tell us about the particular company, International Training, Inc.
International Training, Inc. is just met up with G4S. They're basically one of the largest security contractors for the Pentagon. When Blackwater fell, these are the guys who picked up the slack. And they have considerable activity over the Middle East. Right now, they are the majority of security contractors in Iraq that everyone says that aren't there.
How big do you think their black division is, their hitman division?
Hitman division and something like that, really just, that's a pay grade. It's not a designation. These are people who fight for money. They don't fight for causes. And the problem is, as I said, we have an economy that's
how much are they going to have to get paid to take on families and take the dads away so the government people can take the little toddlers away and have fun with them?
Well, I know it would be anywhere between $150,000 to $180,000 for a 9-month tour if you're going overseas. So I can only imagine that they would match that here.
Well, that's pretty cheap for somebody's soul.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of us have turned our back. Not because it's cheap, because it's just not right.
You were telling me recently you turned down quite a bit of money to do some of this work. I mean, how much were they offering you?
They were offering me $180,000 to do escorts way, the way things are going, my family. There's just too many reasons not to do it.
So is this a pretty big, you were telling me, this is a big wake-up call in the police and military community. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. You were telling me about, you were having dinner with a three-star general, recently retired. And I mean, all this coming out in the open, the work and I and others have done, I think it's really waking people up now that this is so real.
Yeah. It's getting alarming. I mean, this, the individual I had dinner with, I'm not going to mention any names, but the individual I had dinner with had retired because of what's going on in the climate. He refused to do his duty. And he opted for retirement. He was at the age. He had the years under his belt, and he took it. He took it smart and wisely.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about that, folks. This is no joke. This is no game. We are in so much trouble. I mean, this is a foreign takeover of America. If you ever wanted to know how America would fall, infiltration. This is an infiltration. Well, David was willing to come in studio and use his real name today and talk about all this, but I said no. But just amazing to find out that he's, you know, meeting with big groups of veterans, police types, military, and that they're really waking up. Well, you better wake up. I mean, FEMA sits there and says the founding fathers in America is bad on video right there. I mean, that's the enemy. Of course, they're saying people that know what America really is are the bad guys. And there's the footage. FEMA says founding fathers are terrorists. Just type that into YouTube, 84,000 views. I was sent 18 hours of this and I've had police call in and go, yeah, they teach us that. And that was from 2000. So now they're getting the contractors ready. Do you think this is going to fly, even if they have a false flag, David, you know, a staged terror attack to make it look like domestic groups are working with foreigners or something? I mean, do you think the contractors are really going to buy into this and really try to go for gun confiscation and door-to-door arrest of people on pickup list?
These are men without the level of honor that most soldiers are out there have. They'll do whatever they're paid to do. At the end of the day, you know, they use mainstream media as a marketing tool for their next big plan. A lot of the stuff I see, and then I see it in a news article 6 months later, which is completely false. But, you know, the minority gets drowned out. No one wants to listen to us until they're actually brought into something like this, and then they wake up. Unfortunately, that's not a large number.
Let's go back to the three-star general who got out because of this recently. Tell us what he was telling you.
Well, his conversation with me was primarily over Afghanistan. A lot of what we were discussing was lithium deposits and so forth that they announced about a year or two ago that they found this huge, if not the largest, lithium deposit in the world in Afghanistan, which pretty much seals our fate there. But at the same time, we happen to know geologists for Texaco who found that exact same deposit about 25 years ago. It's not something, it's not something you got to guess on. It's just adding one plus one. It's really, you have something that's discovered and then all of a sudden it's newly discovered, what, 23 years ago.
And it's a key, well, you can't discover it right before the invasion and admit it because that's what it's about. And of course, they admit trillions of dollars of it. One of the only big deposits. It's known as a rare earth mineral. It's needed for everything.
Yeah.
All the electronics, batteries, you name it, absolutely essential.
No, at the end of the day, there's so many lobbyists going into the American government that they're using these security contractors and our own military as basically enforcement to get what corporations need. And I've seen it with my own eyes. It's just something that they want it, they're going to get it. How much is it going to cost them?
And they see America. They see America as that. I mean, look at the euro getting ready to implode. I mean, this is dangerous.
Well, there's also a reason why they've allowed a lot more gang members or gang-affiliated individuals into the U.S. Army and the U.S. Marines. Right now, we're at the highest rate of gang-affiliated soldiers. We're at 19%. These are primarily the large demographic who go into these security contracting bids when they get out, because otherwise, what are they going to do? Go put gangbang on the street? Why do that when you can continue doing what you're doing, making six figures?
You know, I saw that. They keep busting gangs of Army Special Forces, shipping guns and drugs back and forth, and then hanging them out to dry, but it turns out they're really working for the Justice Department.
Yeah, I mean, they had a big incident last year with Navy SEALs doing that in San Diego. Southern California has been a hotbed for that. You got a lot of police officers who are responding to calls against basically gang members who are Marine Corps trained, and these cops are dying. They're not prepared for it. So there's a lot of interaction between law enforcement and the military to exchange tactics.
And well, you know, Stalin did that. He took the criminals and made them his enforcers against the military. Stay there. I want to come back. This is so important. David is our guest, the defense contractor's new mission, Kill America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, David, I've been bringing up a lot of points. We had up on screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the big Texas Training Facility of International Training, Inc., where you'd told me that, that they're now converting over to take on the American people. Gotta love it. Take our tax money, squeeze it out of people, take old ladies' houses because they can't pay the IRS, and then hire mercs to go after the American people. I would not want that job. If they think Afghanistan has been a problem, boy, what are they thinking? Again, if you just joined us, David is giving us the intel. We know the contractors are training to take on the American people. That's not denied. But that there's a revolt against this. Comments on how you see this unfolding, and could our speaking out against this make this program back off, or have the globalists put something into motion that they can't stop?
Well, a lot of the volunteers aren't speaking out about it, primarily because they got their own lives to live and they're afraid. They're afraid of repercussions. How this I see this playing out, I see incidents in neighborhoods, urban areas, where a suspected domestic terrorist is maybe called upon, and to use a polite phrase, and it's swelling. You know, usually in these training camps, they're not meant to suppress one individual. They're meant to suppress an area. So that means innocent people are going to have to succumb to this, and if they fight back, they too will be labeled as domestic terrorists. This will swell. It's just a matter of demographics. It depends where they hit. If you did this in New York or L.A., you got a very, very complacent society there. So at that point, it'd probably be somewhat effective. But if you tried this somewhere, say, Texas or Tennessee or Central Florida, these are places that would, and most, they would definitely revolt. And they would be labeled as domestic terrorists, and this issue would swell, making news media pretty much feeding it however the government.
And you know what's going to cause the revolt? I want to come back and do five more minutes. I know you've got to go soon, but I want to break this down from history looking at it. It's going to be the minions of the enforcers and the tattletales that are going to get abusive and start abusing people that are going to cause the revolts. And I see the system losing this civil war.
In the end, yeah, absolutely. But not before there's a lot of attrition. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to be harmed because of this. These security contractors do not care who their guns are pointed at. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. That's why they're contractors. They do what they do for money.
And they're going to be calling in drones. That's why they're getting the drones ready for everybody.
If the government won't do it, there's someone out there that will. I mean, at this point, people are hurting for money. And not all these people have ethics. And ideally, with their level of training, putting a well-paid warrior out of business and in financial ruin is a dangerous thing because you make him desperate. And when you make him desperate, he'll make choices that he normally wouldn't make. And then you also have the contingency that really don't care anyway. And those are the ones that are still residing in these companies. ITI, you know, they are just like Blackwater. They sell to the highest bidder. They'll offer things to civilians. They'll offer to government programs, corporations. Hell, they'll run coupons with Living Social. They've done it, I think, a couple months ago. They don't care who they train. And the things they train are very, very detrimental to their fellow man.
Yeah, I think the most important thing here, David, is that we try to stave this off with information warfare, with the truth. We tried to point out that foreign interests are basically infiltrating and trying to overthrow this republic as they've done countless other countries. and this is the big moment of truth, but if it goes to physical confrontation, it's going to be a lot of black propaganda, a lot of staged terror attacks and atrocities blamed on domestic groups to turn the public against them. We've got to inoculate people psychologically about that tool up front. And also, we have to understand, just killing police, military, and contractors does not defeat the New World Order. We have to understand the globalists are the enemy. The globalists are the ones that did this. I want to come right back on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back for a few more minutes with our guests, and I'll get into more news. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, federal workers' data shows that their salaries exploded across the board in 2011. Well, yeah, they run the mercenaries and they work for the foreign banks that have captured America. So for the occupational collaborator government, everything's going good. Also, New Jersey city makes it illegal to text while driving. Minnesota mothers defy criminal charges in support of raw milk. Yeah, you don't drink raw milk, slave. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets with microphones listening to you, all part of living in 1984. Police caught in Minnesota, confirmed, Reuters, drugging Occupy Wall Streeters to turn them into drug-addled informants. Now, hey, kid, want some crack? We're going to be going over all that. They've arrested a bunch of News Corp executives ahead of blackmailing and bringing down News Corp for the New World Order. That's an important part of the revolution. You notice they're moving on all fronts. I'm going to get into top FBI agent who headed up the cover-up of Oklahoma City and 9/11, the head of their bomb forensics unit, caught with child porn, the FBI says. Total setup. You know how I know? Paul Watson's got an article going up very soon at Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, Ron Paul campaign, The Future Belongs to Us, a Steve Watson article. What does his suspending the main campaign mean, but keep going for delegates? We'll break that down and take your phone calls. But first, David, I want you to recap everything you've talked about and then get into the subject of the globalists wanting to cause a civil war, because I've looked at it. I've seen them do this in other countries. They want to wreck this nation. They want to have something so bad they can get the guns, so bad during a depression they can pose as the saviors, and then roll in with foreign mercenaries and UN troops. I remember old-timers in the military, mainly high-level officers, 20 years ago coming out and saying there's a plan to use foreign troops. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Then I saw urban warfare footage of foreign troops training with our military to take on the American people with role players having their guns confiscated here in the U.S. Then I went to drills myself that were off base and had the military try to set me up, and my hotel room's broken into, and I'm in Florida and Brooksville trying to cover it by a park with the military, and a guy jumps out in plain clothes, starts setting things on fire and saying that I'd done it, and me and Mike Hansen had to put it out and basically start restraining the person. Then dune buggies come pulling up. I mean, let me tell you, you're not in Kansas, okay? America's been this giant prize to take over the world with our tax money, our military, our system. The globalists stage events, then send us in to fight people they're actually funding as well as a pretext to create battle-hardened troops to bring them back here to the U.S. to attack us. And that is exactly what has now happened. That is exactly what has now unfolded. And David, let's just say, is an armor firearms expert and trainer, and works with a lot of people that are contractors slash mercenaries. And we'll just leave it at that. And he was talking about, he just joined us now, International Training Inc., one of the biggest mercenary outfits, huge training complex in Texas. And before, it was pretty much all fighting Afghans and Iraqis or others. That was the simulations that they were engaged in. Now it's shifting to a breakneck, massive gear up for domestic terrorists, for the American people. And you get the training manuals. It's gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters. All I got to say is good luck. Now, let's get into any other tidbits you haven't covered and where you think all this is going and why do you think they're gearing up, and the police and military you work with and talk to, what do they think is happening? Because I know I know why this is happening, but I want their perspective. What do they think's happening?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think that they're responding in a negative way. Usually in a situation where you have a lot of people who become alarmed because of activity that the government has, anytime there's really no intention to apply that kind of force to the people, the government will usually respond with the tactic of do nothing. But now they're doing something in the polar opposite. They're actually gearing up. They're bringing in these people. They're flexing the idea. You know, originally it was, you know, everyone was fearing the UN troops. There's maneuvers going on stateside, things like that. And they started seeing the reaction of the American people. And now they've switched their focus more over to the security contractors. These are people who don't exactly, they actually sort of live above the law. And a lot of people are concerned with it. A lot of people are starting to stockpile provisions because of it. You know, before they had some concerns that were legitimate about the economy and things like that. But when you actually see the government take steps like this to hire these types of people to do these types of maneuvers, it's terrifying. And at the end of the day, no one can really say how exactly it's going to play out. So everyone's just starting to prepare.
Continue.
Basically, we have a lot more of these firms popping up. GS4 was a separate firm. Now they're united with ITI. They have a location in Virginia as well as Texas. These are huge compounds, like 300 acres or give or take a quarter. But basically, they're training everything from ambush tactics, urban warfare, going on into hand-to-hand, as well as doing live simulation fire. They're also utilizing some of this training on, as I said earlier, they're bringing the community in, and unbeknownst to them, these people think they're having fun fighting these government contractors. Meanwhile, these government contractors are practicing on them, and they don't even realize it. And this is as mainstream as I said earlier. I saw a Living Social ad back in March, I think, that, you know, it was basically for a live live fire training day where they would learn how to, you know, drive a car in hostile situations and go through tactical live fire simulation drills. And what they're not realizing is the instructors there are practicing on them. They're utilizing them to create more war games on a private end.
Well, that's what's funny is people would put all these Blackwater stickers on their car and talk about how patriotic they are. They're in Dubai. They are, you know, in there overcharging the government. The contractors that's come out in federal court would get naked at parties with a bunch of men. This came out in federal court and used so much cocaine in Baghdad, they would run around and just start shooting everybody for fun. We would hear those stories. Now that's confirmed. Well, obviously, somebody morally that will take on the American people, of course they're going to have other problems. And it just shows they're divorced from reality. And so what you see is all the good people leaving. Again, these evil people, though, I've noticed, don't work very good together, and it doesn't go on for long, and they have so many problems. I think this is an enemy we're going to be able to defeat if it does go to physical confrontation, because they're going to commit atrocities, and the American people are going to wake up. And so I think the globalists have miscalculated. They think it's going to be some long-term civil war. They're going to be able to control it. They're going to be able to stage events and blame it on domestic groups. That's not going to happen. We got the jump on them. We warned people for years and got made fun of. We're not getting laughed at now. And I just want people to understand that, is that the police and military I talk to now are waking up. What are you seeing with police and military? Because you work with a lot of them. Are they waking up as I'm seeing?
A lot of them are. A lot of them are. And that's really the contingency that I don't think the government has prepared for. You have a lot of these people, like these civilians who are seeking training aggressively and pick up like the deals like I mentioned earlier. And while they're getting training, they're also being labeled. But what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of these veterans, police officers, things like that, they are actually prepared. They are ready to go. They're keeping their mouth shut because it keeps them in line of information. You know, they don't like to be kept in the dark about these kind of things. So a lot of them are just ready and waiting. So there's a contingency of active soldiers, veterans, as well as law enforcement who will turn. And when that happens, the government's going to get a bigger bite than they're expecting.
And again, the government is a foreign Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan occupation force on record. That's the Economist magazine. They think we're so stupid. They think you're so stupid, soldiers and police, that they brag. And Henry Kissinger wrote in Woodward and Bernstein's book, was quoted as calling you dumb animals. Well, are you dumb animals? I have to say, the military is the most awake group I've seen now. And that's why they're converting it over to gang members and contractors and criminals and foreigners, is because they believe they'll do whatever they're told. So by and large, more and more, the military is gone because the globalists have to destroy it before they destroy the United States. And while having our military do missions that are illegal and criminal, while giving us a domestic propaganda broadcast that makes us think it's good, the globalists are demonizing us worldwide before our destruction. This has all been thought out 20, 30 levels deep. People say the globalists are thinking, you know, 6-month increments. No, they're thinking in 50-year plans, as Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in two of his books. That's why we saw this way off, and many people saw it 50 years ago, and we've been on a 50-year plan against them, knowing it was coming to this, and that's why we're going to beat them. We don't have a choice, but I'm telling you, folks, we have a good chance. If you scream bloody murder, get the word out aggressively now and warn people, and speak out now, and keep leaking information now. I've been told by high-level sources, David, the system got so freaked out when we leaked 2 weeks ago the re-education camp document that the Army now confirms is real. Have you heard anything about re-education camps?
I haven't heard about it. I've heard it's something up in Wyoming. You know, went in one ear and out the other. Something I can get more information about. But some sort of DHS facilities they'd set up outside of Cheyenne for domestic terrorism or something like that. But outside of that, you know, I've just been focusing on this and the appalling nature of what's going on. I'm just completely disgusted. The fact that you know, you and I are one day will be under fire is starting to become more and more of a reality.
You know what? I want you to elaborate in the final 5 minutes in this short segment. Then I'm going to go to calls and other news. David, I appreciate your time. I want you to elaborate on the other side just briefly on a point that you were making there about, you think you're having fun when you go out and play the part of a combatant. You're now being labeled. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists control the traitor media, and they have sympathizers through cowardice, fear, ignorance. They're able to announce big hoaxes and they get everybody to buy into it, and then everybody props the lie up. But we're here beforehand. And so, you know, coming back in this final segment, and so much news broke during the break, I forgot the big question I had for you. David, what was the point I was bringing up during the break?
The point was a lot of Americans going and seeking training out of fear from their government. They got to really take a deep look at who they're taking training from. A lot of these individuals are still active military. A lot of them are working in military intelligence. And you can bet your life that they are recording the information. You know, a lot of these are doing one-day tactical courses, two-day tactical courses, sometimes even the full week. And what they're doing is they're utilizing this not only to sort of monitor the behavior patterns of these people, but also their tactics and seeing how they start evolving on their own little groups. They'll do one-day training exercise that will allow these civilians to sort of come up and modify these exercises and tactics they learn. And then what they're doing is analyzing what they're doing and recording it for their own needs. And those own needs is going out and suppressing domestic terrorists and civil unrest.
Well, also, it's creating a database of people to later claim that they're threats, to create a synthetic fake threat. And you've got all these well-meaning people that think, you know, the local Blackwater facility or G4S is their friend, that they're helping the contractors, and it's all a big joke to them. It's all really funny. And it's totally disgusting. I want to tell the military and police and contractors something. You're all put on lists, too. Just because you're taught to be sociopathic and look at everybody as idiots, those above you look at you like that. Henry Kissinger calls you a dumb animal. And the fact that you would sell out your country and think that you're winners because you've signed on to tyranny, you are the biggest fools of them all. Because somebody that doesn't have their morals and doesn't have their backbone and doesn't stand for something is a punk and is a nobody. What do you say to that, David?
I say you're dead on. You know, money does some odd things to people. You know, and desperation does even worse. And that's what we're facing right now, is sort of the filtering out of people who will and the people who won't. And the people who won't are financially suffer. And a lot of these individuals, if you're going out there and you're actually seeking training, don't do it with the agency that also provides military contracts. It's just a conflict of interest. Eventually, you will be on the radar.
Well, my point is, you can either be totally on the radar or stay off the radar. I tell people either go hot or go cold. Don't go in between. And, you know, as for trainings and tactics, I mean, all I need to know is nobody's taking my kids to a FEMA camp. And I have to know that there are a lot of American people who are not going to go quietly into the night. And we just can't turn our children over to Abu Ghraib situations.
Absolutely. And there's people out there. There's rumors the Texas State Guard is starting to work on routes and safe places for these types of events where they need to get innocent people out to safe environments and get them out of the fray. I don't hear of anything of actual contact with these contractors as far as engagements or planned engagements. But I'm sure that's on the back burner once they finalize safe havens for innocent people.
Well, let's be clear. Safe havens, you mean FEMA camps or safe havens for the guards' children? Because they're now having the State Guard go out and just show up at high school football games and search people as part of slave training. They're now having them out at the Kite Festival.
Well, the National Guard and the State Guard definitely operate in two different capacities. National Guard is still a branch of the U.S. military. State Guard is not.
But explain to me, what's the relationship between State Guard and the Mercs?
There is none. They won't touch them. They are completely opposed to their existence. And that is one of the things that allow faith still in the State Guard, is that they're pushing so much distance away from agencies like that, including the National Guard.
So they're good guys. That's what I've heard. So the system wants to get rid of them, though.
Well, the system may want to, but the state of Texas won't.
All right, buddy. Good having you on. Let me say bye to you here during the break. We got huge Ron Paul news that rattled me so hard I was flummoxed when I got on air. Polaxed. I think that's the first time I've screwed up and used somebody's real name. He didn't matter. He wanted to be public. We're not going to say his last name.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The worldwide broadcast, we're going to have open phones interspersed with masses of key news and information. And I think this part of the song right here is what I say to the New World Order and their minions. Crank it up.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
You'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through.
So when you're waiting for the next attack,
no amount of drones are going to back your evil up. Evil can never go on forever. No amount of mercenaries is going to save you, New World Order. We are back live. Just amazing information. It dovetails with everything else we've got that we have with our last guest. You're welcome to call in about any subject you want. I've already covered quite a bit of news in the first hour, but nothing when you look at all the stacks I've got that must be covered here. This is so big, it poleaxed me when I saw it during the break before last. In fact, guys, will you put Infowars.com up on screen for me? Thank you. I get emails. The guys print off people's emails to me by the stacks that come into the general tips box, and I scan over them. People are like, why do you keep saying put it on screen? You're a radio show. I'm listening on XM 166 or I'm listening on my local AM. We're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. And we do that so there's a video record of what I'm saying. That's why I started Infowars.com in 1997, was just so I could post four or five articles a day that would be my top stories. So if people didn't believe me, they could go read a piece of legislation, they could go read a link to a news article, and then it grew from there. Well, that's why we started, I don't know, 6 years ago, putting video up in a multicam shoot of the radio show so that people can see what I'm saying. Because it's a learning process. You're learning while I'm learning, while the crew's learning. I mean, I'll say, hey, let's search engine this term. And everybody will see the responses we get right there in real time. Now, here is the incredible news at Infowars.com right now. Department of Homeland Security prepares to grab DNA from kids. UN and World Bank strangle sovereign nations into accepting global population reduction dictates. Yeah, they're now openly announcing that they want to sterilize people if you want to get your welfare check, which sounds reasonable, but they grew these masses of people. You know, on the surface, why should I pay for your kids? You know, you want more money, don't have more kids. But they do that to then sell the idea for everybody. Plus, they then take those giant underclasses and make them the addled enforcers. UN and World Bank strangle sovereign nations into accepting global population reduction dictates. Here's another big one. OKC and 9/11 investigator, victim of setup, ? That's the new pedophile charges against the top FBI agent. I mean, the head of their bomb forensics unit, the head guy over 9/11, Oklahoma City, the head cover-up artist. Boy, they're burning their own right there. And again, how do I know it's a setup? Paul Watson and I put this article together this morning. I gave him the basic research, and he added more and went out and put the article together. I'm not telling you about that so that you know who actually did the article. It's more so you understand why my name is on the article. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones, how do I know that? Because giant agencies, private contractors, FBI agents, you name it, are allowed to kidnap kids and snuff them on video. It's come out, and they don't get in trouble. They're allowed to run giant child kidnapping rings that are so big, it's in the millions over a three-year period. It was 1.1 million, that's BBC, 2000 to 2003. Look it up. The UN, everywhere they go, rape, rob, murder, sex slaves, physical slaves. Halliburton loads up thousands of men, usually flies them to remote islands, other side of the world, to work in horrible sweatshop factories as total slaves. I mean, it's beyond any movie you could imagine, and it's going on everywhere. Totally ruthless, and they really hate America, and they want to do that here. The FBI will do whatever it's told. They've shown that with Oklahoma City, 9/11, you name it. So when they are busting somebody, it's the occasional PR bust. A snack is what they call it, to make it look like they're fighting crime. Or it's the low-level compartmentalized groups that are just dealing with white-collar stuff. But when you get a senior FBI agent, and I'm going to cover this more in the next hour after I go to calls, who goes off and starts his own firm, and then they bust him, and it's this thing of looking at child porn. You know, a federal court ruled, I'm going to cover that later, that looking at it isn't a crime. It's disgusting. It's horrible. It's dehumanizing. But the point is, they don't want to actually prosecute the real people. They want to be able to just have something pop up on your computer. I mean, what about the World Net Daily reporter we had on last week who went out and showed that Facebook allows serious child porn all over it? And I told the crew, I said, don't even look at it. Don't even look at the World Net Daily article, even though it's blurred out. And don't show it on TV. They'll selectively enforce on us. Just get her on. Because under this system, they could go after a reporter that reports on it. Well, the federal court said you can't. And they're saying it's a pro-pedophile ruling. No, it's not. It's saying something pops up on your computer. I've never seen anything like that on a computer. But I've been on... back when MySpace was still being used, you know, and a video pops up of a guy with a horse, you know, just disgust. I mean, you know what you've seen. You've been on the internet, and you're on one of those big sites, and some cookie gets thrown on your computer. I'm not really a tech guy, but, you know, I saw once something pop up that was just, you know, ugh. I mean, a lot of disgusting stuff on there is the point. And that, you know, it just pops up before you can even close your eyes. There's that image of just you know, just disgusting things. It's not kind of stuff the globalists are into, eating poop and things like that. So the point is, that stuff pops up. Oh, you're going to jail now. All they got to do is put that stuff on the Pentagon computers, then blackmail everybody. And that's what they're doing. And again, even if he was really doing this, because a lot of the folks that will bomb buildings or be part of covering them up, they're into that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're going to blow up federal buildings and then pose as the guy doing the research, you know, to cover up, because we know they had bombs in there at Oklahoma City. He's the head guy that covered that up. I don't have to go over all the evidence of the inside job. It's ridiculous. So even if he did it, they're selectively enforcing on him for some reason. Maybe he's a good guy who went along with the cover-up early on because it was so big and didn't know what to do in the moment and was speaking out. I don't know. I just know they don't bust DynCorp, and Paul has it in his articles. We have congressional testimony where they admit they kidnap small children worldwide and take them to Thailand, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. Those are the three big ones. I mean, hellish stuff you can't even imagine. I've seen mainstream articles about they've got pleasure ships with kidnapped women and children on board of them. And it even comes out in the news that they have these yachts, I mean, big ocean liners that rich people go to in international waters. I wish they had a whale wars group ramming that ship and stopping it. Oh, I guess I'm being criminal now saying ram a ship. Okay, let them torture the children. The point is, they don't, but the upper echelons are into this and other sick stuff. You don't get in the club unless you are. Unless you're bent and twisted and evil and enjoy this. I guess I'm already getting into this news, but former FBI bomb investigator arrested on child pornography charges. And even when he said not guilty, they said a preliminary not guilty to make it sound like he's bad. They don't even say he was the head guy over the entire system. The head of their laboratory for explosives, their head instructor, their head forensics investigator, the guy they had run Oklahoma City and 9/11 cover-up. And he's caught with kiddie porn on his website. Or on his email. All they got to do is go into your email, understand that, public. It comes out more than a third of the people on death row are innocent. And it turns out the prosecutors, right up in Williamson County, it's a new famous case, and I want to get that guy on. They knew he was innocent and wanted to put an innocent man in jail. And then when they found out he was totally innocent and there was proof, they worked for decades to suppress it. I mean, these people enjoy hurting innocents. Really evil people enjoy hurting innocents. Now, here's the big breaking news. And when I saw this, it just absolutely poleaxed me. And I had Steve Watson's headline changed during the last break because I don't have time to call him up and do it. See, Steve, Watson, Aaron, Kurt, great minds, wonderful people, better than I am on so many fronts. But they have the same problem I have. This stuff's so big, real tyranny, so wild and sensational. We all have governors to cut back our headline. And then we have the moles and people that say, oh, and the trolls that say, oh, we're exaggerating 99% of the time. And I mean, literally, we are actually holding back. And I've got to stop doing that. So I saw the headline, Ron Paul campaign, the future belongs to us. Well, I didn't go read that when I saw that headline. I'm like, oh, great. Future belongs to us. You know, a play on words, as Obama says, winning the future, you know, for tyranny is his new campaign slogan. And then I went and read what Ron Paul actually said today. All they said is we're not going to fight and compete in those states because we don't have the money, but we've won delegates in many of these others. They really won Maine, Iowa. Those got cheated. That's all come out. The media keeps lying and saying he didn't win, even though they admit he did win in the fine print. He says they're still going to try to get the delegates and still try to contest things at the RNC, which is great to inject issues. You win either way. And the media came out with a headline that he'd dropped out. Christian Science Monitor, Ron Paul effectively ends presidential campaign. No, he didn't. He said that we're not going to go into debt. And so we're going to let the grassroots campaign move forward from here. And Jesse Benton is quoted, said, "Let me be very clear," writes Chief Strategist Jesse Benton in the opening lines of a memo. "Dr. Paul is not dropping out, suspending his campaign." That was what he put out yesterday. And I'm out doing a video shoot yesterday afternoon, and everybody's calling me going, "He dropped out. It's all over the news." Rumors of his death have been greatly exaggerated. Put it to you that way. This article's important. I've had the headline upgraded to "Ron Paul not suspending campaign. It's a media hoax." It's at Infowars.com. Will you ask Kurt before he leaves for lunch? Will you ask him to red link that and to send it out on Twitter? "Ron Paul not dropping out. It's a hoax." "Ron Paul not suspending campaign. It's a media hoax" is the headline. Okay, let's get that out to everybody, listeners. Will you please help me? Will you please go to Infowars.com? Problem is, there's so many hoaxes. How do you deal with them? Okay, let's go to your phone calls. We'll go to Daryl, then Brandon, Brian, Derek, John, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I've only covered about 25% of the news. I'll continue to smatter all this information in as we go. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl in Georgia. You're on the air, Daryl. Go ahead.
Awesome. For starters, I must say thank you to you and your staff for not screening my phone call like most of these stations do.
Go ahead,
sir. I can't tell you nothing.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Awesome. Now, I can't tell you nothing that you don't already know about Ron Paul. I just want to say thank you to the people. We got this far without the media. They robbed us in 08 because we didn't know how to play the game. It's a new term, a new election. I apologize. A new campaign. You know, we knew we was not going to get any media play. So we're doing it the correct way. We're following the rules. We're getting the delegates. Turn off the TV people. We all know the media is nothing but lies. Now, if with your permission, sir, I have a rally coming up in the state of Georgia. I would like to promote this if possible, sir.
Sure, go ahead. Tell us about your rally.
Awesome. The rally is called Take It to the Media. It's going to be at the CNN Center June 24th. You can look it up on Facebook. My name is Daryl Young from Loganville, Georgia. We already know the media will only broadcast what they want to. They are the one that brings in the drugs, sells the guns, launder all this fake money. But we are the one that are treated like criminals. I am 27. I've dedicated six years of my life to the cause. The good fight goes on. Power to the people. Thank you for your time, sir.
God bless you. Hope folks get involved in that. And as Ron Paul said in his letter yesterday, they're just suspending fighting in those states with full-bore media and everything, because he's not going to go into debt. Look, if you just joined us and you're a new listener, we knew he won Iowa. We knew he won Maine. Even the New York Times had to admit, yeah, he won, but the Republicans won't count the precincts he won. We had the proof they stole Iowa. They stole other states like Nevada. And so Paul says, I'll go the Electoral College way. I'll get the delegates. And so understand this. Whatever happens, we win, because at least Ron Paul's been there injecting issues. And the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan puppets, Obama and Romney, have been heavily affected by this now and have been exposed. I mean, Obama is in the news today saying J.P. Morgan is one of the best managed banks. I guess from a mafia perspective, Al Capone was one of the best managed mobsters. I guess Hitler was one of the best managed dictators. I mean, I guess brain cancer is, you know, one of the best managed cancers. I mean, what does that mean? This is the top of the New World Order. Of course, it's one of the best managed and above the law groups. Obama went on The View to say that. He's paid for by them, and so is Mitt Romney. Obama's gotten double the money from Bain Capital. Guess who used to run that? Mitt Romney. Than Mitt Romney has. We'll see what happens with Romney, but I think he's a complete ringer. I mean, he supported carbon taxes. He supported open borders. He supported gun control. Do I need to go on about Mitt Romney? He wrote Obamacare, and I've got all these Republicans saying, you got to get behind Mitt Romney. What's going to happen if Mitt Romney gets in is everybody's going to go to sleep for about 2 years like they did with Obama, thinking he's going to save us. And then everybody's going to wake up to that, and then the left's going to attack all the police state again. And then the right wing will think that if you're against the police state, you must be a leftist. I'm so sick of how they play that game. I just want freedom. Can you not figure that out? I don't want to be a slave. It's real simple. Let's go ahead and go to Brandon in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I do have one of your listeners, longtime listeners with a full spectrum awareness, and just wanted to call it. Your previous guest was great, and this kind of segues into that. I have a business in Wisconsin, and one of my patrons approached me, and I've known him for a while, and he mentioned a story that was unfortunate that happened with DHS doing their undercover work in a bar. It was in our neighborhood, and he apparently, his roommate, for lack of money, had to go and work for the DHS. And
stay there. I want to hear this story. Yeah, you didn't hang up, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, good, because I heard a click. I want to hear this on the other side. I heard a crackle is more like it. Snap, crackle, pop. Yeah, everywhere. They've just got spies on taxpayer money sitting in bars listening to you. I mean, it's East Germany, folks.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man.
To be the TSA banker minion.
Behind blue eyes.
No one knows what it's like.
No one knows
to betray
like
America.
To be hated.
To push vaccines on children.
To be baited.
To sell drugs to the population. But the new world order, oh, it loves me. And it's friendly. And it gives me fluoride to drink. There are GMO foods, oh, so delicious. I'm part of the winning team. I serve the new world order.
All part of the Alex Greatest Barking at the Moon dog hits. No, I'm not trying to actually sing good.
No one knows what it's like
to be a trendy
like I do. And I blame you.
All right, let's go back to Brandon. So, Brandon, tell us your TSA story. Homeland Security spy story, keeping us safe.
Department of Vaterland Security, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, so tell us your area. Tell us what happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and right before I do that, I just want to say to those new listeners, I'm one of the people that I've always got a nose for news, and I want to be objective about everything. So any of those trolls out there in blogosphere, I've pretty much vetted you on my own as much as I possibly could, and the negatives are mainly from wingnuts, some of whom I've actually talked to nationally, and I can just vouch for your awesome staff.
Yeah, I'm mainly attacked by jealous people, but also they've got operatives. They just don't have people sitting in restaurants listening to people talk about, you know, their favorite football team. I'm just creating the idea that we're all terrorists. Tell us the story.
Yeah, and real quick before that, if you want to get into the mindset of the uber elite of the Royal Empire, everyone needs a little time off. If you go back and watch basically most of Braveheart, you know, where he talks about the problem with Scotland is there are too many Scots, and so they weed them out with Prima Notte. Well, that's what's happening with the vaccines and the GMOs, and also watch The Tudors, maybe a series like that, and you really get into the mindset of, by any means possible, not just any means available, they're using every tool at their disposal. So I'm glad
we didn't stay in power by being faint of heart. Engineer the food to sterilize and kill them. We will win. I mean, we're already deep into their extermination. But I mean, tell me the story.
Yeah, the subversion and obfuscation department. The story is that so there's a fellow, someone that I know, and they were out celebrating. They're disabled, and they have a hard time getting around. They took a little spill off of their bar stool accidentally, and it was, you know, he knew it was time to go anyway. But he hurt his arm and needed his arm for his apparatus to get home. And people wanted to call the ambulance. He said, no, it's not like that. Just I need to get a cab or whatever. So the bartender didn't want to just call up a cab and put a drunken, disabled person in there. And then, lo and behold, two young, strapping young bucks step up and they said, you know, we're going that way without even knowing where he lived. We can give him a ride home. And this is a guy whose roommate, one of his good friends, had no other option financially with his student loans but to take a job for the DHS. And as you remember, the protest started nationally here in Madison, Wisconsin, with Scott Walker just axing all the teachers and just stripping collective bargaining rights. And
okay, we're going to have to get the rest of this on the other side, okay? Because I want the dramatic conclusion of Stasi USA straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in hour number three here, and I've got to start getting to your phone calls. We're going to race through them now. That means one an hour. No, seriously. Brandon, Brian, David, Derek, John, we're going to get to everybody. Brandon, finishing your story. Okay, so the guy needs help getting home. Two guys stand up at the bar. They say we're going to help him. It sounds like the beginning of a joke. Tell me the rest of the story.
I'll shorten it up. So they basically help lift him in the car, lift his apparatus in the car, start driving him home, and he realizes, well, they're not going directly to where I live, and he's explaining that, and they go in this roundabout pattern, and they basically say, do you know who we are? And he said, hopefully just some people giving me a ride home. And they said, well, we're with DHS, and we don't like what you've been posting. And they put in a monitoring station at our next to our state capitol for all the protests. And they said, if you know what's good for you, you're not going to keep doing that. And, you know, kind of being imposing and, you know, you're at our mercy, you're handicapped drunk and in our car. And then they said, beyond that, he was kind of freaked out, of course. But beyond that, they started pressing him for names of local preppers. So anyone who's got any sort of food, water, or other sorts of self-reliance, they wanted to know about. And I just thought...
these guys are such incredible terrorists. And they love it, though. I mean, look, you can't even go to the Texas seashore now, where I've been going since I was born, without them. They're just harassing everyone and getting in your face and talking to you and bossing you around. And it's like, we're the government... And we actually enjoy this. Can you imagine groping people all day or constantly getting in people's faces? I mean, imagine their shriveled little egos. I mean, imagine how shameful these people are. Oh, my gosh, the country's going to totally collapse. So, your friend needs to speak out. I mean, did he shut up and get scared? How did the story end?
No, he's been telling the story to myself and other people who... all have our library of DVDs. I loan them out. I just write on the box that it came in from InfoWars. I have your big collection, and we get the word out there. Probably time for local cable access, like you say.
Yeah, no, it's time to get really aggressive and call the local police on those guys so there's a record of it. And, I'd love to see them in some bar or restaurant. I'd say, what's your problem? Don't you understand this is America? You think you can have a covert operation to intimidate people and to create a chilling effect underground? You guys really are the bad guys. And if they try to start intimidating you or something, go, oh, so you're evil. You think that you're going to win acting like this. Just can you imagine how scummy somebody like that is? So they want him to know, we've been tracking you without a warrant. We'll do whatever we want. Anything else they told him? How did it end? They just dropped him off at home?
They dropped him off at home, and they were hesitant about... They got him... I think they got him out of the car and then were slow to get his mobility apparatus out of the vehicle and just said, why don't you want to tell us about what preppers, you know? And he said, I don't know anyone who's got more than a sink full of extra water. So, someone has a bunch of extra TP, at their house. Does that qualify? I think he kind of got, you know, I think.
Yeah, but what's incredible is they're, I mean, they admit they're spying on people and doing that. But imagine not wanting to give some guy that's got, you know, one of those little things that, you know, people that are hurt use to go around the grocery store. What do they call those little things you ride around on? I mean, the point is, what, I mean, these people are that low. I believe you. Now harassing handicapped people, and we're not going to give you your crutches back, old man. Eh? Eh? We're the good guys. Because that's what they want. They want criminals. They want criminals. Amazing. Well, there you go. Man, this country is land of the wolves, home of the sheep. And the wolves know what's for dinner. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, we were hearing a story out of Wisconsin where an older gentleman who rides around on one of those little rascal vehicles, his arm was hurt, and he didn't think he could drive home with it, and he was asking somebody for a ride, so two guys stepped forward and said, two strapping gentlemen said, we'll give you a ride. And they started interrogating him, saying, do you know preppers? We don't like what you've been writing on the internet about the government. You better watch it. And, you know, that could be a made-up story. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that every dentist my dad knows that he's talked to has been approached by Homeland Security to spy on their patients. It's totally illegal. And it's right out of the Soviet Union. And I do know that we have a big report at Infowars.com that Kurt Nimmo did with direct links to the Homeland Security documents, where Homeland Security is taking the DNA of children without parental consent through the public schools. They've already got several agencies doing it. Now they're expanding it. Department of Homeland Security prepares to grab DNA from kids. We went with that headline because the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced they're preparing to expand it. But then you actually learn since 2010, they've already been doing it. And they say, your child has consent. Of course, legally, they don't have consent, but they're giving them vaccines in California and other states saying, you're going to get $20 if you take the shot. Now, do you sign the consent form? Well, I'm only 11 years old. My mommy, you ask my mommy? Mom, we don't ask mommy anymore. I mean, again, I had a guy on earlier using a fake first name. He wanted to come into the show, and I've known him for a while, and tell the whole story. I said, no, keep your sources. Don't burn bridges at this point. And, you know, he was talking about how the police are finally going, wow, Alex Jones is right. The military is like, yeah, this is real. The contractors, a lot of them are saying no because they're getting them out of these bases and they're saying, all right, the mission is shifting from Hodges. This is word for word. And it is a pejorative term, but that's for documentary purposes. That's what they're calling them. We're shifting away from the Muslims. And we're shifting over to the good old boys. There's going to be a civil war in America. Well, you've heard all my other guests on this and seen the documents. And we're going to take them. We're going to get their guns. Are you ready for that? And it's also a way to assess who's awake and who isn't. And most of the people are saying no. But see, it doesn't matter. They're destroying the economy. And it'll be Merck's leading foreign troops. And that's in the NLE09 document, all of it. We're not in Kansas anymore. You notice the euro's melting down into globalist control. You notice that they're gearing up here. They're getting ready to have the derivatives melt down, and they're going to sign us all on. They already have, but they're going to tell you, it's your fault. You got to give J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs everything you got. And the media is going to say, aren't we lucky we've got them? Ben Bernanke's a hero. Well, you've already seen him saying that. And they're going to raise your taxes. They're announcing they're going to have forced brigade work. You're going to have to go out and, you know, dig ditches like the Soviet Union. And there's going to be riots as the welfare crowd goes crazy because their checks will still come just with inflation. They're not going to buy anything. And then you'll welcome the military coming to your area in the first wave. Then the terrorists are going to hit the military. Oh, the right wingers that, or the patriot people that didn't, who said terrible things that we're right about everything and actually we're real Americans. And then, oh, their leaders have to be arrested. Then the Civil War starts. Then people don't have a choice. And then the police and military will be defeated in most areas. They will be sent into bunker-type facilities. They call it going to the mattresses. They're going to go into a fortress mentality, only venturing out to revenue generate and make drug deliveries. And they're just going to let the rest of the country rot and fall apart into civil war. Now, that's the globalist plan. I told you 4.5 years ago that I ended up talking to one of the richest women in the world on paper. I mean, she's actually poor compared to the real elite, but you know she's in the Forbes list. And she said, I'm leaving the United States. And I said, why? And she said, well, there won't be a United States. It's going to totally collapse from derivatives. And I said, and she was telling me this at the time. I didn't know who she was. She said, oh, I own a defense company. I own this and that. And I'm looking at her. She's talking to me. You know, I'm sitting there in this law office getting some paperwork done. She's sitting there telling me this. And she goes, I think you're going to be very successful. She winked at me. She goes, everything you're saying is dead on. You're going to be very successful if you live. You're going to be very big. You already are, I know, but you're going to be a household name all over the world. Never told the full story. And I'm sitting there listening to this. And I said, there's not going to be a U.S.? And she said, no, they're derivatives. It's going to be fully imploded. And I go, well, what isn't going to exist? She goes, you'll see. I go, what do you mean? She goes, everything you've been saying. They want this country to go under. And she said, I'm getting out of here. So I go home that day and type in her name. And the feds spy on me. They know I went and Googled her name that day. They could place the day. I don't remember. It was like 4.5 years ago. And there was her photo. There she was in the news. There she was in all the, you know, and she's sitting there just telling me this. And I go, and it's a multi-billionaire woman. It's not like she was waiting on somebody. I guess she'd got there earlier and the lawyer wasn't there yet. One of these big giant law firms. And I guess she was just here locally dealing with a few properties. I guess it was high-rise buildings she owned or something. But liquidating U.S. holdings. I was just in a law firm because I thought I was getting messed around on the lease that I'd set up, so I was wanting to get a second opinion on that. I'm glad, be surprised if you meet in lawyers' offices. The point is that I want to go to your calls. I just cannot telegraph to you how real this is and how bad this is. We can back this off. You know, if we back this off, people say, oh, look, Alex said all this was going to happen and it didn't. Well, everything else I said up to this point's now happened. Re-education camps, secret arrest. And you're like, why are they announcing it? Because they got to get the military and police standing around going, well, I guess it's on the news. I guess it's all right. Yeah, the troops grow the opium. We got re-education camps, and we're going to arrest people that look like Hank Williams Jr. And that's basically it. This is your new enemy. He is the Bubba. Literally. And people are like, that's me. I'm the new enemy? Oh, you're not the new enemy yet. And they're just assessing who's going to join us, and they're just getting their force ready. I mean, is there any end to this? Do we have to let all this happen? I was talking to the gentleman we had on earlier, and he was meeting with some police that are his friends. And they're like, yeah, Alex Jones is right about a lot of this, but he's still alarmist. But yeah, they asked us to do a lot of illegal stuff. We don't like it. I'm alarmist, but you're being asked to do illegal things. And every time Arte Saveda comes in here with his silver tongue, he just is so friendly and so nice. And he doesn't know about any of this. Jeepers, creepers, Mrs. Haskell. I don't know anything about that. I want to go to David in Florida listening on 810 AM WEUS. Then we'll go to Brian. David, you're on the air on the Big Ten out of Orlando where we're number one. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
First time caller, long time listener. I'd like to thank you for waking me up to the facts of what's going on with this country. And my call today is pertaining to our elected officials here in Orlando, mainly the sheriff.
Yes.
If you're a citizen and you elect these individuals, you should be able to correspond with them, either be email or phone calls. We have corruption in our local sheriff's office in Orange County, Florida.
No, there's no corruption in Florida law enforcement. Come on. Next, you're going to tell me that the moon orbits the earth. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. I tried to call the sheriff office of the sheriff, and I was denied access to his office. So I guess us, the people that vote for him, are not allowed to speak to our elected officials.
So you were denied access to his private phone or into his general office?
Into his general office.
Well, I think that's illegal.
Well, the reason I was calling was because I had a issue of drinking a beer in a public park from over 12 years ago. I paid the fines 12 years ago. I even did a couple of days in jail for it. And 12 years later, I was arrested for it again. And I questioned it, and they said it was contempt of court. And I'm like, how can it be contempt of court when I've already did the time and already paid the fine?
Oh, yeah. This was in the L.A. Times last month, and a few weeks before that, I saw it in another big paper, I'm trying to remember, where there's computer glitches everywhere. That's like in the Terry Gilliam movie, What a Genius, Brazil. A bug falls in the typewriter, and so it changes the name, and they go secretly arrest and kill an innocent guy. But again, that begs the question. A tyranny, everybody's innocent because you can't trust it to carry out enforcement of anything because it itself is bankrupt. But yeah, I saw some incredible number where in just L.A. alone, they arrest thousands of innocent people. I think it's said every month. I'd have to pull the article up because the computers are all fried. And even it won't let you go to court, or it just says you have tickets, you don't, and they just arrest you. Here's an example. I've gotten two registration stickers where it's not printed right and is off the... I got one like 2 years ago and I got one this year. And I'm just waiting to get pulled over because you can't even see the numbers because all they are is just up on the edge because it was printed on the whole printout instead of the sticker itself. You know what? I want to hear more about this. Tell me the rest of the story when we come back, because this is plaguing everybody. They're like, we don't care. The computer says it. You're going to jail. Goodbye. Ha ha.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
You know, Dave Mustaine's coming back into town this weekend to visit with me. Pretty good buddies. And I'm not name dropping. I just want you to know I might get him to do an exclusive interview on a bunch of issues. So look for that and a lot more on the InfoWars Nightly News this Friday and coming up Monday, 7 o'clock every weeknight. Okay, going back to the caller. In fact, guys, I meant to talk to you during the break, but my dad's actually here visiting, and I ended up talking to him. Will you type in something like innocent Californians being arrested under computer glitch or something like that? That was the last article I saw, but it's all over the country. And they accidentally say you owe more property taxes as well, and they accidentally say you haven't paid it and accidentally take your house and put it in a trust that government bureaucrats own, and then they keep it because they're criminals. I saw that in the news a few days ago. And Bank of America takes houses they never had a deed to that are paid for in cash that people have lived in for 12 years. That's CNN. It's an accident, though. Again, this is a criminal group. And as soon as we get that, just because they have the authority, because they're in charge, doesn't make them legal or lawful. So going back to David in Florida. So you were saying it's 10, 11, 12 years later. How many years later? You got arrested for drinking a beer in a park. Violent criminal that you are. Very evil. Taxpayer money well spent. And now years later, they've come and arrested you again for it.
Yes, sir, that's correct. 12 years later, they arrested me for it. I was actually making a complaint with the sheriff's office, and they came back out to my while I was trying to get on my motorcycle, and they said, excuse me, we need to talk to you, we need to see your ID again. And that's when I was surrounded by the thugs and was...
Well, they showed you who's boss, boy. You don't exercise your First Amendment. And don't exercise anything else, because police, don't worry. It's not just that pesky First Amendment you get to get rid of. It's all the private property and due process and all the good things about America. So good job. Oh, yeah, that's a classic. So, and I guess the judge is going to go along with that. Everybody, why not just plant child porn on your computer while they're at it, you know?
What it ended up happening is when I went to court, Alex, I asked the judge, I said, how can this slip by the system for over 12 years? Because I'm not bragging about it and I'm not proud of it, but under Florida law, if you get caught driving on a suspended license, you go to jail. Well, between that time frame, 12 years ago and this, if we go 15, 16 years into the future from that 12-year point, I had been arrested for driving while license suspended or revoked. I bonded out when they do the NCIC or C, that this 12-year-old warrant never existed. I was cleared to go. And then all of a sudden, a year and a half ago, this warrant pops up out of the blue.
So yeah, what they're doing is integrating them all together, and now they can just pick you up and claim you have a warrant and disappear you. Last time I checked, Texas, 11% of the population has warrants out. That's who we are. We're a joke. We have the biggest prison population in the world because we're run by criminals. And hey, don't worry. Those of you that haven't woken up yet, you're going to get everything you want. You're going to get all the curses that come with tyranny. So I hope you enjoy your petty power trips, minions, because it's not going to last. Let's go ahead. Thank you, David, evil person. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Just wanted to call in. I have another unfortunate story of the growing police state for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got pictures to prove this one. So unlike the last story that we don't know if it's real or not, this one's confirmed. But I got to give you a quick background on the situation. So I'm a college student at Arizona State University, and at the end of each school year, we have a student-run thing called the Undie Run, and it's kind of a silly event, but you know, it's for the students, and it's at the recreation field every year.
So let me guess, people are now being charged with indecent exposure for an underwear run.
Not quite, but they're getting, you know, grabbed to the ground and wrestled by potbelly pedophile cops. So, you know.
Well, you don't want to excite them like that.
Well,
you don't want to get children running around in front of them either. They'll go into piranha mode. But so what happened?
Yeah, so quick background. For the first 3 years I was here, I just graduated, so I'm done there. But, you know, it was great. You know, there were limited cops, and the only reason they were there was to kind of stand around.
But now it's the new economy, so it's like cockroaches in an inner city kitchen at 3 a.m.
Oh, I mean, it was so bad. I was outraged. And,
all right, so there's loving enforcers running around. What happened?
Well, so it used to be at the recreation field, and, you know, this year it was different. You know, we hear, oh, it's at the Lot 59 parking lot. So everyone's a little confused. So, you know, I'm walking there, and I'm just thinking, whatever.
Oh, they misdirected you in a good blow against the victory. The milk cow Americans that feed the parasite. Oh, yes.
Failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Young man, all right, caller, I held you over because I wanted to hear what happened when the potbellies attacked. And again, I have a little bit of a potbelly myself. Not much of one now because I've lost 42 pounds, but I'm not attacking people that have potbellies. I just want to know why all the new cops have potbellies and the TSA all have potbellies, women included, and look like men. And I want to know why I have to bow down and worship them. I mean, it's the new class system. Like, you're a bureaucrat, you're God. You work for the government, you're God. You're a citizen paying their salary, you're trash. I'm sick of it. And I know I shouldn't be upset they admit they've set up re-education camps for us and want to take our guns and want to secretly arrest us and kill us. I mean, I understand I'm radical and an alarmist, that I've been absolutely on target and everything's coming true, just like I said. I apologize. I'm a bad person. Let's go to John, then Derek, then Donald and others. John in Texas, you're on the air, sir. I hope you're not concerned about the state of the government, because the founding fathers said you better watch the government, and they were bad people. You're not about to call in and support the evil founders, are you?
I'm going to support them all the way, Alex.
Oh!
Alex, I wanted to talk about that article you had on there on InfoWars about the Russian troops coming to America. And on the picture you had, the last two pictures you had on there in various articles, they had pictures of, I guess, Russian troops marching through Moscow. And I guess there were recent pictures because they had the new AK-47s with the plastic stocks. But why were they marching in front of red flags in the background? If communism is dead in Russia, well, how come they have the red flags up there?
They never took them down. They created that new Russian flag for state events and showed it to people. The red star stayed on, all of it, and it's exactly what it is.
It's the same with China, too. They still got all their communist trappings up there. When they had military parades, they still have pictures of Mao. I mean, nothing's really changed.
Oh, no, they admit. I mean, China is 100% run by the Communist Party. That's not debated.
And another thing I wanted to ask you, do you think it's some kind of sick globalist joke that they brought those Russian troops into Colorado, because that was where, in the movie Red Dawn, that was where the Russians first came in there?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. No, listen, it's all psychological warfare to acclimate. I mean, I've gotten to where, oh, they're going to put chips in the troops. Well, I covered that was coming 10 years ago, so it's okay. Oh, yeah, they're training troops from 15 nations to do door-to-door gun confiscation. Here's the FEMA document. It's no big deal. Oh, re-education camps. Oh, they confirm it. Big deal. So they're spying on all of us without warrants. Yeah, they're taking the troops' death benefits. When they die, they don't pay the widow, even though they took money out of their check for 20 years. Oh, that's no big deal. Yeah, the foreign banks. They run everything now. Yeah, they got neighborhood spies now. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. Everything's fine, though, you know?
Oh, Alex, back in the early 60s, I read a book called None Dare Call It Treason by John Stormer. And in the book, they said he laid out the plans just before World War II. World War II was just kicking into high gear. And he said that one of the Dulles brothers laid out the plans, and he said they're going to merge the communist and the capitalist system together. And it's been done, and they put everybody to sleep. Everybody thinks that, you know, communism don't exist, but while they're implementing it inside the United States.
And they used the initial threat of communism to get America to get rid of its Bill of Rights and Constitution in the name of beating it. And then they then come back and take our rights, and then it's not for communism anymore, it's for being a patriot. Just like they get you to, okay, take my rights away because of Al-Qaeda, and then you're like, but wait, Al-Qaeda works for you now. And they're like, Al-Qaeda's good, you're the one that's bad. Homeland Security, get him. He has a John Deere cap on. I mean, literally. And a lot of these good old boys who love to grovel up to and you know, cram their noses up underneath the New World Order's patoot, they will sit there and denounce their families and cry as their son is taken away with an American flag out front the house, made in China by slaves he bought at Walmart, because their whole world, they think patriotism is worshiping the foreign banks that have hijacked America. They just can't get it. I mean, I watch the general public grovel to military and police, and a lot of the military and police are good people, but there's the specialized bureaucratic political police that they're now creating in every level of law enforcement, and people will just grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel and grovel. I mean, you'll be there, like my parents, it's not even groveling, they're just real polite. And they would sit there while these agents were giving them 20 questions at the beach. And the guy was getting off on my mother's submissiveness. And my mother's a really nice, aggressive, smart person, but she's a Christian. And she think, you know, she's willed into being calm and nice and ladylike. And the more she sat there, and the guy was assessing them and asking them questions, and we're not here to steal turtles, are we? And there's little kids sitting there, you know, with, you know, eating chips, and we're just sitting there in lawn chairs in America, and he's having this fantasy that we're bad and he's good, and at a certain point I'm like, just get out of here, leave me alone. You America killing slug. But I mean, again, this nanny state, they have this delusion that they're keeping us safe and they're doing all this good and they love their little uniforms and their outfits and all these nanny state women they've got in uniform with the little hats and their hair all done and they got something to prove and they're going to show you, lady, the New World Order's got something to prove. You're going to probably die young from what they've been putting in the water and the food, you moron. I don't have time to play your childlike games with you anymore. John, I appreciate your call. I just can't handle it anymore. They're idiots. I don't even hate them. They're idiots. They're morons. They're children. I'm done. Excuse me. Let's talk to Derek in New York. That's therapy for me. Derek in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
It's all coming true. I guess I'm doing all right. At least we were here to head them off at the pass. Maybe we can stop them. I don't know.
Yeah. I got a quick story to tell you. I don't know if you heard, but I saw it a couple of days ago about this woman in Florida who got arrested for defending herself against her husband. Now, the story goes that this lady, her husband has a history of domestic violence with her, and she got sick of it. So he chased after her. She ran into the garage, grabbed a gun, and shot it straight up into the air.
No, I saw that. Hey, guys, a woman arrested for warning shot. No. That's what they said they do with the Trayvon Martin deal. That's why they hyped it up, regardless of what you think of that case, is to now say if you do a warning shot, which I think is totally reasonable. I mean, it was in her garage that you shouldn't get in trouble for that. I mean, warning shot. I understand not wanting to kill your husband. But if you're scared enough to grab a gun, funny thing is, she probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble if she'd have shot him. No, I did see that. I didn't even get to it. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, she got 20 years. They gave her 20 years for shooting a warning shot at a guy who's known, who he even said later, like, yo, I was going to put my hands on her. I was going to put my hands on my wife.
And I think, guys, type that in. Woman gets 20 years for firing warning shot. I think they even said in the news, because I only scanned it for like 1 minute, the judge and the jury are probably being real, you know, hard on her because of, you know, the frowning upon the use of guns in defense. But I did see that just a few days ago. You're absolutely right. And that's the new America.
You know, the kicker is that the same prosecutor that prosecuted this woman is a prosecutor that's I can't even talk
about it.
That's doing Zimmerman right now. The same lady.
Yeah, there it is. New Stand Your Ground case, not for Florida woman, given 20 years. And let's scroll down more. And it says right here, the Trayvon Martin case and Florida Stand Your Ground law have brought into sharp relief yet again, this time in a Jacksonville courtroom where a woman who said she fired a warning shot to ward off an abusive husband was sentenced to 20 years in prison. My gosh. I mean, how many people have had a gun go off on accident cleaning it? I mean, I haven't, but I don't know people that have. And it just goes on. Yeah, I saw that article. What do you think of that?
I'm beyond upset about that because I'm like, wow, she was in a messed up relationship and she didn't even shoot the guy. She didn't kill him or nothing like that. She put the shot in the sky. She's getting 20 years. Even her mother came on, was on TV in Florida. She came on and confronted the prosecutor. It's like, are you serious? And in so many ways, so, you know, are you serious? My daughter's going to get 20 years? She said, that's unbelievable. There's no way she should get 20 years for something.
Yeah, it's Marissa Alexander, 31. Well, I got to say, statistically, the courts are tougher on black people. And I don't get into the whole culture of victimology, but it is true that there is walking while black, driving while black, and there's that idea that black people are somehow, evil and deserve it. And I guess because she's a black lady is why she's going to get 20 years. I tell you, it's pretty sick. 20 years for firing a gun in the air. Yeah, I saw that. There it is.
And can I say one more thing about the police state in New York City?
Sure.
All right, this happened a couple of days ago. I'll make this real short. I was on the train. I take the train a lot. You know, I live in Queens. And these two off-duty cops come on. They're off-duty. You can tell they're cops. They have on the pants. We all know. They're on the train. I'm listening to them talk. And I'm hearing them talk. And they're dropping the N-bomb a lot. One guy was Puerto Rican. Another guy was, like, he might have been Jamaican or whatever. Well, they work in the Bronx, whatever. And then one of them work in the city. But anyway, they were talking, and they were just talking about and laughing about this, how they choked out one guy, how they, you know, chokeslammed another guy, how it was, you know, how it was so much fun, as though the dude was begging for his life, and, you know, they snapped some guy's shoulder up. I'm like, listen at them, because I've been listening to you since I was 20 years old. I'm 32 now. So everything you said is what you've been saying led up to this moment. I'm like, wow. And they're supposed to be serving protecting us, and they're a bunch of freaking thugs. I'm looking at them like they're a bunch of thugs. They sound like thugs to me. They look like a bunch of thugs.
Well, let me tell you, that's who they want to hire. They want to hire the criminal type. And that's what they do in authoritarian societies. Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick's films based on a novel, you know, based on a futuristic dystopia where they hire the criminals. And the street gang that Alex, little Alex, has been part of when he gets out of prison, they're now the cops. And they beat him up. And that's what it is. And I've been in New York, and I've never seen police. Because here in Austin, I got to say, the cops are pretty nice, professional, friendly. People who complain about Austin cops, and we should keep them on a short leash because that's how it gets out of control, have not been around the rest of the country. In New York, I've seen women who are tourists go, "Officer, sir, can you please tell me where this is? Do I look like a phone book lady?" And then I've even talked to an Austin cop that happened to. He was up there visiting. And I mean, you see him, and it's like the cops are all together. Because I happened to run into a parade they were having last time I was there for the Talkers, a keynote speaker award or whatever. And I was there as the keynote speaker. Point is, I go, let's walk to Central Park and get some exercise before we go get in the cab and go catch an airplane. So it was like the Puerto Rico, you know, day parade. And they had thousands of cops out. This little parade with all these kids and stuff, but they were there just bugging their eyes out and acting like the most scummy gangs. Because I grew up in Dallas. I grew up outside Dallas. We went into Dallas all the time. And by the time I was a teenager, I went in with friends to buy bootleg beer and stuff. I'll be honest, I was in there like every 3 days because you go into the worst neighborhoods and buy beer. Instead of a crack house, it was like a beer house. But it was a liquor store. So you could have a 10-year-old go in there and they'd sell it to you. And again, that's because the law wasn't enforced there. That was a zone. I didn't understand that then. You know, when I'm 14 years old with, you know, my friends that were 16 going in and buying Schlitz malt liquor or whatever, you know, to take it back to the party. But I don't know why I started even telling that story. Oh, but you know what gangs look like and how they act. And you go down the wrong road and there's 20 gang members at the end of the street acting tough. Gangs don't even act like this. These were like Arrested Development punks who were big wimps, dressed up with huge pot bellies and their hats all gangster style, and cops smoking cigarettes and cigars and waving their arms around. Black, white, Hispanic, didn't matter. They looked like total filth. And you're like, my gosh, this is a group of miscreant criminals. And their union runs the city. Nothing can stop them except when they breathe deadly dust. They're not going to get treatment. But, I mean, what do you make of what I just said?
It's all true. I mean, I know there's a cop that works in the 6th Precinct up in New York City that he's an Italian guy. He has the big pot belly thing. He smokes cigars. And, you know, every time you know it's him because he always has a big thick cigar in his mouth all the time. And he's a troublemaker. He's one of those guys that will get in your face. You know, just because he got a little badge on his chest and he thinks that you're just supposed to bow down to him. And I just don't do that. Like I said, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I take a lot of what you said on radio and what you teach on the radio, and I put it to youth on the street when these cops come up and just bug you. Because everyone knows when you go to the West Village in New York City, the 6th Precinct is one of the most racist. I have some good friends that work there. There are a lot of good cops there, but for the majority, man, there's a lot of racist cops that work that beat, and they'll come up to you and just start stuff with you, man. I mean, seriously, they're
well, listen, they had 203,500 stop and frisk, warrantless searches in the first 3 months of this year. That came out yesterday. And the thing is, I have experienced it. I have experienced the New York police. I've been in their jail before for protesting. And, you know, at one point, they took my handcuffs off and said, "Do you want to do something?" As about 6 of them stood around with billy clubs. And I'm just like, man, just put me in the jail cell. No, I don't want any trouble. And it was all, "We're cowards. Do you want to do something, big guy?" And I'm like, well, number one, I'm not a big guy and I'm just protesting. And no, sir, I don't want to. And they're like, good, then get in there. And then I described the guy they had bringing McDonald's bags and orange soda drinks to people that had been in there for days. It was like over 100 degrees inside. It was like 90-something in the summer, 100-something degrees in there. They put me in a jail cell with feces everywhere. They were laughing, put me in one on purpose that was overflowed and everything. We're laughing. And they had like a mentally retarded jail guard, like out of a movie, like Quasimodo, going, you want the burger? You want the... And there was these black guys begging for the food. And they sounded like they could barely talk either. I mean, talk about dehumanized people. And they're going, I want it, please. And after about an hour of off and on begging, he gets all sweet and goes, I give it to you. I give it to you. And it's the little white jailer sitting there giving him a hamburger and an orange drink and guys begging and thanking him. And I'm like, my God, I've entered the vortex of hell. I almost wanted to stay in there just for the anthropology research of it. But I'm telling you, this is what they're done to us. This is what tyranny is. This is what they've turned us into. And it was some corrupt cop's brother or cousin. I guess they couldn't get a job anywhere. That's the new welfare, is you just get your dumb cousin the job. And so he was getting the power trip of people begging for the food. He wasn't evil. And then giving it to them, talking to them like they were a dog. I just can't believe what we've turned into. I just can't believe it. And the cops laughing that I was in a room with feces all over the bench and on the floor. And it didn't dehumanize me. It dehumanized them. I just sat on one edge. If you think some crap's going to hurt me, you got nothing coming. And I just felt so sorry for them. And I thought, my God, I come from a classy family. I come from Christians. I come from the founders of this country. I am so blessed.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Yeah, this civil war happens, and there's going to be a lot of people getting shot. And here came Sheriff John Brown with a gun coming to shoot me. You don't have a choice, do you?
So I shot them down. And I said,
he shot the sheriff.
If I am guilty,
but he didn't shoot the deputy. Because you don't get anywhere doing that, do you?
I shot the sheriff.
Wasn't self-defense. Donald in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you're a true American patriot.
All I'm trying to do is survive, brother. Thank you for calling. You know, most of these hosts screen your calls. They're rude to you. You got to thank them. I want to thank you for calling and making my talk radio show. I want to thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to tell you some things about what's going on in the deserts of Southern California here. We've got the globalists preparing for a civil war in America. Just the other day, my friend and I were out doing the usual thing we like to do, shoot our .22s, look for some jackrabbits, and we hear some helicopters above our head. We look up, and no more than 150 feet above our heads in American airspace are two Mexican Navy helicopters. Flying with American helicopters together.
No, that's admitted. 10 years ago, we'd hear about this from credible sources, but now in the last three, it's in the news. They're allowed to go in U.S. airspace.
Furthermore, there were hundreds of military vehicles out in the desert canyon, as if they were being stored out there for some reason. I've seen helicopters with weapons on them flying over urban areas in here in Southern California.
Well, sir, you know in NLE09 and scores of public statements, they plan to use, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops to suppress U.S. insurrection. This is a globalist preparation.
This is what I'm worried about, Alex. This is what I'm worried about. There's only one way out in California, and that's east.
And that's through that desert, yep.
Through the desert, and that's where all the equipment's at.
You mean west, only one way out of California. No, that would be east, back towards Nevada. Yeah, there's only that one highway there in the south.
The 8 East is the only highway through the desert, and that's the main highway that I've been seeing all of the military equipment on. Furthermore, there is a U.S. Border Patrol station there called Cameron Station that I believe is a front for a FEMA camp.
Well, of course it is. They admit all those bases and areas are the staging grounds where they pull up suddenly. Oh, we've got a security risk on you, Mr. Jones. We know. Oh, your wife, children, they're going to go with these people. And they got the big pot bellies rubbing their hands. And then right at that point, your kids are going with the pedophiles. You're going to a torture dungeon. And that's just how they are.
They say they're having budget problems, but every time I drive by, there's a new building. There's 100 brand new SUVs. And there's 30 guys standing around with their engines running.
And I've driven through these 100 miles into the U.S. If you're a citizen, speak perfect English, you're out of the car, you're trash. Illegal aliens, they just flag them through. Come on in, baby. Come on in. Come on in. It's party time.
I've seen it happen.
Oh, I see it all the time. And they go, we want to search your RV. No. Fourth Amendment. They're like, drugs. And I go, you bring the drugs in. You get caught all the time. I go, go ahead, but I'm going to sue all of you. And I go, you're too busy making a little extra cash. You don't want to search my vehicle, do you? That's right. Go find somebody easier. Don't claim you want to search my car for drugs. Everybody knows the Border Patrol imports the stuff with the Cocaine Importation Agency and the FBI. Justice Department, a bunch of narcotics trafficking murderers as well. I got to a lot of the news. A ton of it's up at Infowars.com. Department of Homeland Security is taking your children's DNA without your permission.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, broadcasting worldwide. Ton of news and information coming up. If you're continuing to listen to the streams at Infowars.com or XM166 or our affiliates out there, love you all. We've got Charles in Louisiana, who can rarely get through, listening about 14 years. Charles, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, sir, I'd like to say God bless you and your staff. I don't know where we'd be without you, and that's the truth. You've been more than 100% to the people. But I understand, it's been reported today, that there are going to be Russian troops at Vermont Airport in a drill.
Yeah, they were just going to have them in Colorado, but they are going to have some extra Russians around, because if we'll let TSA grab our daughters and sons, and if we'll let Russian troops train to take us on, we'll put up with anything. That's what it's all about.
Jones, I'm not a troublemaker, but the people are going to have to get the torches and pitchforks out. If we are surrounded, sir, and they're getting stronger every day, the people's going to have to really get really behind you, behind this program, and quit fooling around and really put their heart into this. They're going to have to make friends with death, and their fear will go away. We got to think like soldiers, like they do. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even know where we're at. There's only a few of y'all out here putting your lives on the line.
Well, let me tell you, there are a lot of people who are awake. You've told the stories of how when you handed out thousands of my films, making copies and things over the years, you went from the police threatening to arrest you to them buying you coffee and buying copies of the films so you can make copies and giving you more money so you can make copies for others. It's that process. In the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when a cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that's what it comes down to here, is that I was being harassed by the feds at the Texas Seacoast. Everybody else was, too. Never been like this before. I've been down there 20-something times, probably, or more. Probably more than that. It's the new way to get us used to being slaves. Everybody I talked to, literally, cars driving by were listeners. Cars parked on both sides of us were listeners. They were being harassed. I left and went to Port Aransas. People inside the condominium place where we rented a hotel room were listeners. People at the pool were listeners. The people at the fishing shack were listeners. Let me tell you, our numbers are much greater than we know. Just from little old Alex Jones being known, that's a radar ping. The globalists know that. They're spying on everything. They ought to be scared. They need to be scared. That's why they're trying to flaunt all this in our face right now. Let's keep getting the word out in the info war. So when they do stage terror attacks, we all know who did it. And so when they're sitting there posing as saviors and things, we'll be able to expose them. Plus, our people are everywhere, Charles, now, watching them. And,
you take tapes, give it to the loved ones. In a few dollars, it'll wake somebody up and save a life, perhaps. I ask people, quit sitting down and being bench warmers. Get behind. We must get behind this program. You are putting it out. We must get behind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's fight this with our hearts and souls. And I just want to thank you, sir, for being a man.
Well, I appreciate your call, and God bless you, Charles. I think being a man just means that you are realistic. There's no making a deal with this. It's like learning you have horrible lung cancer. You've got to get it removed. Or you've got, it's not like, man, you've got courage going and having that cut out. What do you think I'm going to do here? I mean, it's like being mugged by somebody. I mean, you're going to fight back. And the cops pull up and go, boy, I can't believe you just beat up this big old mean guy with all these convictions. It's like, well, that actually happened one time. I looked at him. I said, what do you think I'm going to do? I mean, somebody starts trying to beat me in the head with a club. I mean, I'm going to fight back. I mean, because it's harder to get on the ground and let them beat me. I don't understand this. I mean, that's the thing about it, folks. Being a man, you also realize that it's your job to stand up against corruption for the innocent. And every time I look at, you look at what Nazi Germany did and other tyrannies, the way they went after the poor and the sick and, you know, them beating old women on tape and stuff. I mean, you're like, how do they do that? The government went and hired scum, went and found them. You understand that? That's happening now. And there's a battle for the soul of the police happening right now. God bless you all, my friends.